creation, creation. So you see, the four circle, the process of creation is, then this one is the mundane mind, or the five aggregates, or for my mind, the second aspect. Then this one is the phenomenal world of consciousness. PwC is not the Price Waterhouse, Phenomenal world of consciousness. Yeah. Because this one, when you are mindful and aware, you will know this is unreal. Well, through your senses, the five aggregate of form and mind with is this one is a magician. Understand? The senses created the phenomenal world. So from mental consciousness, you perceive, understand? Then you think, you create, you give meaning. Then this one like real exists, like your eye. Open, all this that you can perceive exists already. Understand? Then because you got your senses, you got your aggregate, you can see, you can perceive, you can touch, you know. You dare to say not real. But you don't know they are dependent originating, you know. Even every of these mental consciousness, the images that see, are all dependent originating. Like the physics experiment as well. Switch, light bulb, light up. Then like what I explained to you, everything that you think so real, you grasp, you cling, but the actual reality is what? Just I already explained it. The actual reality is what? Empty. Why? Because it's just a mental image, understand? The image you see, then because you have the senses and the aggregate, then you can touch, understand? Then everything is so real, understand? But all these are, like the Buddha said, dependent originating, understand? You think of reality, without the mundane mind, you think this fellow know there is a chair. You think this fellow know there is a table. No name, nothing, understand? They are just mighty nature rolling by, condition arising entity, no meaning. But human being through the mind, they might create word, create concept, create all the idea, the division. Then the whole of this phenomenal world, existential world, like, whoa, really exciting, a lot of things. And because it's a lot of things very exciting, got money when you are young, of course exciting lah. No money when you are not young, facing old age sickness and death, become what? When you are a kid, you know what they say? You very energetic, got a lot of energy and can live very long. Well, you still young, but no money. Understand? Then you grow up, work like a horse through your career, make money to have financial independence. You work until no time. Understand? As a kid, a lot of time, no money. Energy a lot. When you work also, energy a lot. Maybe make money. But no time. No time for what? No time to experience the world, understand the world, no time for relationship, no time for family. Everything is so rushed, understand? You sacrifice your health and your time, valuable time, to experience life and live life for what? Chasing after career, money, everything. Now you understand why Karaniya Sutta say with light duty. Understand? Field duty. You chase after means a lot of responsibility. You think they make you CEO, pay you the fat package. They don't expect you to deliver. That's why they harass you and give you the board of director. These are the target. Stress. Is that life? Then when you go through life, you understand what I'm saying. Then like poaching, develop the awareness. Then when at the ship traveling, enjoying the husband, also the phenomena happen. The whole thing like disappear inside. Understand? At first it returned to mind. Then mind to the pure awareness where she is here. That's like this whole thing like bohi. You know how bohi? You are here with your senses. Your eye open, this one exists. True or not? Then everything like I show. Why not? Real. So real. Understand? Solid. Can touch. You have the senses. You have the aggregate of mind. That's why this is the clarity, the delusion it creates. Understand? This one is the real teaching. Not the theory. Understand? So when you really see it, and really have the direct seeing and the awakening, you wake up and you completely change. Not what you think. That's why all along, why did I say, hey, no you, hey, no me, empty, no reality. Then I give you so many examples. Past is already gone, future yet to come, no reality. The moment is the only reality. But how stable is the moment? Split second is gone, split second is gone. Moment to moment, that is the only reality. What are you doing? Thinking, planning, worrying, having all the sankhara activity, that's all. Then afflicted here and there, left and right. Then sometimes joyful. After joyful, prelude to suffering, misery again, fear, worry, and like. Then as you age, just now I didn't finish. Huh? As a child, go to career, what happened? After that, you retire there. Retire, most of them 60 and over already. Got money, no energy. Understand not? Life very short already. Understand? So which you choose? Of course you want money, want energy and want time, isn't it? But without Dhamma, you think you can do that? That's why I divide my life into average lifespan 75. If I live beyond 75, bonus. Very fast already, I think going beyond Buddhas. Understand? So 75 divided by 3 phases. Every phase is how many years?
25.
25, isn't it? First phase, what I do?
Study.
I grew up as a child, I go and study. I graduate age 24. Sui An maybe younger. Sui An Express class. First phase, gone already. Understand? But I did enjoy life. Good life for me. You have my karma, my father take care of me. Then I experienced the old civilization and all things. Then I went through life. Then my past, the bohi mind activated, then it search, inquire. Second phase is what? 25 to 50. Career, isn't it? Work, isn't it? Work and work and work, isn't it? But luckily, I work and I cultivate. Understand how? I didn't work and work and work. Then I got no stress, I got no problem, and I got promoted, like very lucky, super skilled. People recession, I don't have even problem of cut pay, no job, and all that. I got promoted, super skilled. And my life was like, recession, I do better. Then financially, I did very well, well investment, I also very good. Then phase two, these 50 years after you work, the third phase, you still want to work. Means 50 to 75. Why did I ask you that? You think guarantee you live beyond 50? The third phase not sure, no, understand, no, may not happen, no, no. Unless you like a Kong, 84 years old, went beyond the third phase. But he also shared with us that as you age, the first number two reality say what? Your senses fail you, got vision problem, hearing problem. And this is 2 out of 6 already, you know. Understand or not? What are the other senses? You know, hearing and seeing is sight and sound, you know. A big part of the phenomenal world is already not able to perceive and enjoy and see, you know. Understand or not? Then some people, like my father-in-law, because of chemo, did the throat cancer, smell gone, no. He is a cook, no. He cannot smell. No. That is suffering, understand? No? When you cannot get what you are, as you age, all this happens, disease. So see the reality clearly, understand? No? Understand the Dhamma clearly. Then wake up. It's only creation like cinema show. Projector, here is the projector, understand? Here is the source, the creator who created the projector. From that source, the oneness nature, the great void, the first thing, this is unconditioned, the first thing that come out is a pure awareness. Then this one create the mundane mind. Understand that? Like the spacious awareness, zoop, you perceive the thought, the mundane mind. So this one is like a magician, understand that? With the senses, with the aggregate. Now, this one, through the consciousness, created the phenomenal world. It's just like that. And everything is just an image, understand that? No reality. And the form and mind, every segment you come also must die on. Whatever that is born must die on. Then the first noble truth, OA sickness and death, you have to confront. Separation, you have to confront. This type of existence, you don't have the Dhamma, you come, I wish you luck. I always tell Karimita, if you want to come, you better come with the Dhamma understanding. Otherwise, better don't come. But you got no choice. You're forced to come. Understand now? Why? Karma forced you to come. You cannot choose to come. Understand now? As a bodhisattva, you choose to come and you are not deluded. No? All this so clear. No? You heard Po Cheng share. Then you realize, not what you think. That's why when you awaken with pure awareness, with mindfulness, the understanding is so clear that delusion no more. The whole thing is, people can say what they like, understand? But this is real, clear understanding. And who understand? Nobody understand. But because the form and mind still around, the form and mind connected to the wisdom created by this, that the Trinity triangle that Jared mentioned, remember? This is the pure awareness, understand not? This one every living being has, but you don't know, because you are most of the time lost in thought, preoccupied in the mundane mind, the thinking mind. So you go this direction. Why you go this direction? Because this is where the senses is. This is where the senses is. This is the five aggregate of form and mind. This is where the living being is. And this is samsara. Understand? So if you keep on going to the brain together with the senses, you create mundane living. Understand? And this one is samsara, mundane living. If you go this direction, what happens? From the pure awareness, you see things as they are. You develop what? Understanding or wisdom. So this part, the direct seeing, develop wisdom or understanding. And this one, because it's connected to the form and mind, that's why this form and mind understand. Understand? But this wisdom is connected. That's why this one spontaneously, like Yoniso Manasikara, give rise to wisdom and understanding to support this form and mind to understand life and live life. Understand now? That's why you must meditate this way. Every time stuck here, thought-based meditation, and you expect to have wisdom, you will have a lot of knowledge. You will not have wisdom. Can understand? Hopefully this round more clear. Understand? Because last time I cannot go into all this yet because none of you are ready. But now different, a lot of Kayamita ready. Now Ingbi also can understand already all this. Yeah, let my daughter share something. Yeah.
Just wanted to add two words. Because the biggest myth for me for the phenomenal world of consciousness is the myth of consistency or stability. And then ownership. For me, these two are the biggest myth that really wake me up. I don't know if this was enough. If you want me to give examples, I can. Because when we look at reality, right, we know everything is impermanent. Without causes and conditions, nobody built the chair, nobody built the table, they are not here. And if tonight someone come and steal them, tomorrow they are not here. That is really, that is impermanence. Everything can just go the minute their supporting conditions are gone. So, but in life, we always, especially when you go to work, your boss say, consistency. You come to work every day. Actually, expecting a person to show up in the office every day is a miracle. They have to wake up, stay alive, commute to work without getting into accidents, you know. So when we think about it, we've been living a myth of thinking the world can have consistency.
Yeah.
No such thing. Ownership is another thing.
Because next moment you can be gone. Understand?
And also, even the very deep ownership, like relationship, I'm my dad's daughter. In this world, we know there are people who disown their children. We know all kinds of things can happen. The country can split. If you're on the wrong side of the wall, you don't belong in the same country, you can't even be related. You know, there's so many examples how these two are actually never there in the real world.
But because
we think this way, we build a lot of these kind of concepts and we live our world in this dreamland.
That is what you call attachment, clinging, grasping, holding on. Because you think it's real, you think it's you, you can own. When the ego arrives, the personality arrives, the sakyatiti condition, the egoic mind, then you think you exist. You want to own things, you want to have things. Selfishness develops. When things don't go your way, you get angry, emotional, jealousy. All these are the evil roots of greed and hatred. Then when you don't understand, you develop fear, worry, anxiety. When you have problem, fear, worry, anxiety, so on. These are delusions. Understand? Mind state. That's why the teaching actually explains everything, both mundane and supramundane. We are in the phenomenal, even though not real. Now that he have the understanding of the Dhamma, except the stability of mindfulness has not been established. But she knows that all these are not real. That one is really no, understand? Except the awareness nature haven't really awakened to see it. That's why I say, the moment it awakens, she become very different. Very fast she will understand all this. So what happened is, she observed life. Because I told her, you go to school, not to score. Understand? You can ask them. I told both my children, I said, you do your best. True to yourself. You go there, most important, observe, I say. Observe your teacher, observe your classmate. Learn the science, the math, the language. That's what you need. Do your best.
Body language.
no need. That one is for career one. Not body language. Observe them. It's just like Achan Jagaro, you know what he said? He got this, like Sui said, the meat, no. He looked forward to like study under what they call Nobel Prize winner. No? And he's from Italy, you know, before he became a monk. And he's very good at study. You know? I think Ji Wei will know, Perth, the time he was a monk. Then Ajahn Brahm took over later. He told us the story. He said, he was so excited, no? He got a scholarship to really study under this Nobel Prize fellow. No? He went to Australia. No? You know what happened? No? After that, he gave up his PhD course. No? Why? Because he saw this professor that got the Nobel Prize. His life is in havoc. No? Drink, drunk, the wife also divorced, relationship, everything failed. No? But academic excellence, you know, PhD, master, and all the title, you know, professor, then end up Nobel laureate. Laureate, how to pronounce that word? Is it laureate? Those who receive Nobel Prize. Nobel laureate. You know, all the title. So excited when. You know, then he saw what happened. He give up. He tell his parents, I don't want to study. I don't want to end up like him. Understand? And you know what he did? He together with a group went to Thailand, become monk. Then come back, somebody offered the land near Serpentine in Perth there. They set up the monastery together. Then he was the abbot initially. He was my close friend. I took care of him when he was in Malaysia. That's why he know me and he liked me because
He observed my leg. Last time I meditate until here, I got 2 dots on. Here also 2 dots. There are no cushion on. I sit on anything. Then he smiled. He said, where did you get this? Oh, I said, after long sitting. Oh, no wonder. Then after that, I told him about out of the body experience when I was young. Then I recorded his talk. He's very good. He's very good. He got a lot of metta. He showed us the photo, the temple. Then the great fire, you remember, the bushfire? Everything around him burned, all smoke, dust, everything. But the temple stand there.
All the kutis.
All the kuti also. Then he got a lot of metta. His dhamma very good. He's the one that tell me, in the midst of activity, there can be stillness. You understand? When you live life, doing all the activity, inside still, who can say that unless he has detected this? Understand? In the midst of sound, there can be silence. That's why I like the way he shared. So, all this, when you have the awareness nature, you can understand. And it is so clear. No doubt one understand or not. The understanding is unshakable one. Because it's not a theory, not a something you heard, understand or not. You saw it all. And you see the creation and the cessation now. This is the process of creation. Means from the source, first thing to come out is a pure awareness. Then from there, it trigger of the thought process that create the mundane mind. Then the mundane mind, through consciousness, the sixth center, created the phenomenal world of consciousness. So to meditate is, like Po Cheng know, return all this back to how it arises. Understand? That's why all the phenomenal world return to the mundane mind. But this one, through the six senses, through consciousness, created this. So when you see the creation, when you return, when you are back to here, the egoic mind is still there. Right? But you know this one is, like the Buddha say, magician. Understand how? This one create, no reality. And because you understand, you meditate, the mind realizes itself, not deluded, cease. Then he go back to here. Understand? Then when he go back to here, if he is enlightened, he will touch a little bit of here, glimpse, cessation of form and mind, Nibbana. That's why this is Nibbana. So when he realized that, with the awareness, it come out, it know how to live life. Then this fellow not deluded anymore. The wisdom through here, direct seeing, connected. Then this one live the noble life. Understand? The third phase of Dhamma, Pativeda. You get to live life to the fullest with the wisdom, everything. And this is the whole secret. Clear? Sadhu. When you understand this, I tell you, you're no longer deluded. The whole thing you understand. That's why straight away I know the secret of life, both mundane and supramundane. And how all this come about? You go university, they got teach you. The basic six centers also, they don't teach you how you become conscious and what is consciousness, what is thought, what is mind, what are the aggregate. The Buddha never go uni. Yet he can teach like that.